from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Friday. No, it's raining outside. Don't feel like it, man. Yeah, about to hit the weekend. My partner's been working hard because he's not just the engine when it comes to J&J, the fiery engine. He's also doing 4 hours a night these days. So my man is humping.
He's working.
I can sense.
Putting it in.
I can sense he's been worn down a little bit. Uh-oh. So what I'm going to provide for him, hopefully, is a little fire today, just in case he needs it. I doubt he does. He rarely does. But really, it's a salute to to the working man.
Yeah, well, it is. It's basically an 8-hour day.
Oh, no.
Which is what I've never had to work.
It's like a real man, like a regular man.
It's
what every man, a real man has to do.
A new respect. For the average American worker.
Dang, right.
Henry Ford,
amen,
9
brother.
To 5, man. That ain't easy.
A freaking
we respect
man.
You
because,
and the job you're doing.
You know, this is the easy part of my day, honestly, coming in here and doing the 11 to 2 show, right?
Okay.
It's just that, you know, I got to get ready for the 6 to 10 as soon as the 11 to 2 is over, you know, and I don't have a lot of time in between to, you know, get my thoughts together. I mean, obviously, when I left here yesterday, I put on Trista's freestyle, and by the time that was over, it was time to get on 6 to 10.
There you go.
So, anyway, no, it's a I really enjoy the betting space, and I enjoy being a part
it's
of
a
it.
Labor of love.
It's been a week. It's been a heavy. Okay. And I think more so because of the calendar, right? You know, it's been the lack of events.
Yeah.
You know, where
I've y'all
had
been talking about some badminton bits on there.
No question.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
That's rough.
Yeah, so.
That's nasty work, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's tough work.
Tough, indeed. That's the right answer.
But it's here.
Apparently it's going to rain tonight on the river.
Oh, no.
With the pronunciation of which we still, I think, are unsure. Yeah,
very sure. The Seine.
The Seine. It's going to rain on the Seine tonight.
Seine.
Yeah, Dan Wolkin just told me that. It's going to rain all night. Is what he is saying.
Well, is it a downpour? We just talking about a nice little drizzle over LeBron and Coco as they.
I don't know. I mean, if you say it rains, right? I assume it's going to be decently
heavy. Well, that's not going to be good because it's already going to be different in the sense they're coming down the river on barges,
right?
So if they're going to be wet on a boat, they're going to want to go inside.
Yes.
Right?
I think so.
So that's not you're not going to be able to pull off the look.
I don't like standing in the rain.
That Spielberg wants that he's talked about. You know, this is a story. This is the story of a country and the story of great athletes.
Yes.
Seeking the pinnacle, John.
Did you want to give the entire history of the United States going back to
I didn't mean for it to go there.
British colonization.
But we're very patriotic around here, aren't we?
We are.
You're ready to turn over a new leaf, go into this thing, ready to cheer on all American sports?
Yes.
All right. Including breakdancing, I think.
All right. You keep push that on me.
Can you bet on it?
I don't know. Let me look this up right now.
You bet on breakdancing?
Let me look this up.
The one I wonder if you can place a wager on. I'm not sure. I know you can badminton.
Is it called breaking?
I think so. That is what it's called. Breaking.
Yes, you can.
Wow. That's a whole new world. Maybe you should explore it.
The United States is the favorite.
Of course we are.
Victor Montalvo, plus 150.
You look up at me like I know who he is.
I don't know if you had maybe heard an errant name and you'd recognize it.
I know Turbo and Ozone from Breaking.
That's who I know.
Exactly.
And they are both too old to be in this. And but I believe we have lost Ozone.
Here's
Shabadoo. We have lost him. Moment of silence.
So here's what you can bet.
John, please respect the moment. 2 seconds of silence for Ozone. Thank you.
Sorry, Ozone. Here's what you can bet on over at the this is, I'm just going to use Caesars here. It's the one that I can actually bet. Archery, artistic swimming, athletics, BMX, boxing, breaking, canoe sprint, cycling, diving, equestrian, fencing, field hockey, gymnastics, judo, marathon swimming, modern pentathlon, mountain biking, rowing, rugby, sailing, shooting, skateboarding, sport climbing, swimming, surfing, taekwondo, track cycling, trampoline, triathlon, water polo, weightlifting, and, of course, basketball, which doesn't need to be said. But, yes, you can bet on literally beach volleyball, cricket. You can bet on everything, bro.
I mean, how can you not get up for that, a guy like you?
Well, because I don't know anything about any of those sports.
But neither do the books, right, in some cases.
Perhaps.
There would be an opportunity, maybe, because they are not experts on these things.
I think my focus has entirely
especially
been
early on, I would think, much like you talked about with, what was it, the Chinese team. And
correct.
You know, early on, you have no idea about some of these international teams, and you maybe take advantage. Again, I'm not encouraging. I'm saying it looks like an opportunity for my partner.
Yes. No, I think
if it is.
My opportunity lies in the basketball front because I know that.
Yeah,
I know that market. I've been betting it for a year and a half. The World Cup, I think, has ideally prepared me for these moments. Mm. And so I'll be focusing on that. I think I'm going to go with Greece +7 over Canada. I do think I'm going to take the points there. I think the size of and the strength of Greece will be a little much for Canada to handle. Greece, I mean, Canada's pretty small, right? I mean, they don't go very big.
They got Olenek.
Yeah, that's about it. They bring Dwight Powell in there.
Abuse him. Both of them.
And there's a lot of repetition with the Canadians, right? Like, it's all kind of smaller-ish guards. That's kind of what they are. Good. You know, Jamal and SGA.
Yeah, third, right? And FIBA third.
Yeah.
They beat us for third.
But, you know, your centerpiece is sort of RJ Barrett. That's rough. It's pretty rough, man. So, anyway, yes.
Not concerned about Canada.
I'll definitely...
I like that bet.
...be focused on the basketball side of this. But Olympics do get underway here, are underway already. we have the opening ceremony later today in about an hour and a half. So,
12:30, yes. Yeah.
So we will be paying attention to that if there's
we'll get the TVs on.
Any news to pass along there from the Olympic ceremony. 11:45, Anthony Sane going to join us in studio. We'll talk to him now that the Grizzlies season is over. We'll talk to him about moves that the Grizz should have made or could have made, where he's at with this roster, and where he believes the Grizzlies will wind up next year. I will tell you that one of the sharper NBA bettors that I know says specifically two things. One, the Grizzlies are a great Western Conference futures bet. So I guess that means to win the West. And then secondly, he thinks Taylor Jenkins, and this is just one sharp bettor's opinion, he thinks Taylor Jenkins is one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what he thinks. That's what he thinks. So I don't know. I mean, I know that's not an accusation we've thrown around very much on this show.
Well, I mean, he's been up. What, he finished second in the Coach of the Year running a couple of years ago? I mean, it's not like he hasn't been talked about sort of, you know, among the elite. But, again, it's playoffs at this point when you're talking about being, you know, sort of measured against the best. And I think that's where we're going to measure Taylor Jenkins this season and for real this time. Like, if you're not meeting those expectations, then, you know, you're probably discussing his future, I would imagine. Because I'm not buying into the slow start for the Grizzlies and then Taylor Jenkins gets canned. This team's not going to get off to a slow start.
Agreed.
You know, certainly not slow enough to where you're talking about firing Taylor Jenkins.
I agree totally. Yeah. So, anyway, Anthony Sane will join us at 11:25. And then at 1:25, Adam Chernoff from Running with Sports is going to join
us. It's been a minute, so I'm looking forward to that. For me, it has.
Yeah, we're inside a week of the first preseason game of the NFL season, Hall of Fame game. So we'll ask him if he has any leans there. I mean, this is typically where, you know, guys like Adam will shine, right? Because, you know, it's all about information. It's all about what you're hearing in terms of who's playing, who's not, how many reps a QB1 is getting, you know, first team offenses. So we'll ask him about that. Also, the Right Angle had their most recent release of regular season win total yesterday. And it was an under on a team that I think you'll be shocked to hear they went under on. I think you'll be shocked.
I wonder what he thinks, too, about I've heard a lot about taking the over on Atlanta.
Okay. Interesting.
Sort of out there.
Yeah.
Really, that Atlanta could be sneaky good double-digit wins. What's their number? Do you know off the top of your head?
I would guess 8.5.
8.5, 9.5.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah. So I'll be interested to see what he thinks about the Falcons. Do we know that Kirk's going to be ready to go?
I think he just got clear.
Off the bat.
It's 9.5.
Yeah.
Juice to the over.
Yeah.
So.
I'm interested there.
There you go.
That could be sneaky good, I guess.
Yeah.
But their defense is the question. Did they really address in the draft? Obviously, they didn't spend the first round pick on it. Everybody thought they would. They go Penix.
Yes. So far, just to keep you updated, I guess this is actually a good place to start as we get ready for football season.
It's almost here.
The Las Vegas Raiders have tempted fate and played around with a Kermit the Frog puppet. Obviously, in reference to, they put a Chiefs jersey on him.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Put that hair on. Yeah, have you seen this? There's a video out there that's circulating.
No.
Of a Raider at camp.
Okay.
Apparently taking a Kermit the Frog dog from a frog
Kermit
dog.
The Frog.
The Kermit the Frog puppet from a Raiders fan.
Oh, no.
Then putting it on his hand. Of course, they make fun of it because it's supposed to be, everybody's compared Patrick and his voice to Kermit the Frog. They put some little Patrick hair on him.
Oh, no.
Very, very disrespectful. That's the team laughing. And basically saying, I'm here. I'm Patrick Mahomes. I'm here. I heard Jeff this morning, and I love him.
Whoa.
Pointing out that as a Raider, what are you supposed to do when the fan's showing you the puppet, right?
Right.
Oh, no.
It's a fan that's brought it, not the Raiders. It's not the Raiders' puppet is his point. So what are you supposed to do? Here's what you're supposed to do. Not take the bait.
Don't get involved with that.
Especially when you know it's being videoed and the fan has control of the video.
Good.
And Jeffrey's right. I mean, Patrick Mahomes been beating y'all's tail for, I think it was, he said 30 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Like, he whoops y'all. He doesn't need any motivation.
Yeah.
But you took the bait. How stupid is it? Bears in camp against Aaron Rodgers. If a fan has an Aaron Rodgers doll and a, you know, whatever you're going to dress him up in and hands it to you and you beat it up and they put it on video, what do you, you know,
dumb as hell.
You just don't tempt.
Don't do that.
You don't tempt the beast.
Don't agree. Do that.
Especially when he has added weapons on offense like Hollywood Brown and my guy Xavier Worthy. My goodness, he was the fastest dude in combine history.
Yep.
They're going to be good. And so this was dumb any way you spin it for the Raiders. Making fun of the GOAT, the current GOAT.
I hate it.
Don't do that.
Call him the current GOAT, Patrick. I mean,
don't do that.
Tom is the GOAT.
Yeah,
he's gonna whoop your ass.
This guy is the current.
He probably would have done that anyway, but you know, now he's just.
And then they're laughing at it. It's not, you know, on the video. It's not like you said, "Oh, this is funny." Hey, take it back or whatever. Yeah, the whole team's laughing. Patrick has got this in his office right now.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Apparently, already one of his trainers has said we will remember on social media.
No, I already know.
He's been notified. They know. And it's just you signed your death certificate. And I give y'all credit. You guys play him more physically than anybody. Y'all make him work. You know how we saw him? Who was he yelling at? Your defensive end and that quarterback?
Yeah.
He's going to be yelling, I'm here. Well, I'm here.
Remember when the Raiders.
At y'all during the. As he whoops y'all this season.
Remember when the Raiders.
Man.
You probably don't remember this, but when the Raiders won a couple of years ago.
Y'all play him historically pretty well, but you lose.
Yes. They did victory laps around Arrowhead. I don't know if you remember this. It was like 4 years ago.
Now, did y'all get a Christmas Day, though?
We got them Christmas
last
Day.
Year.
We got them Christmas Day.
Last year. Y'all did get them last
Yep.
year.
But we did it. We did a victory lap in 2020, and I'm pretty sure we lost by a billion points the next time that they played us.
It's just so dangerous. I love it. It's great content for us. But, man, what are the Raiders thinking? Get some control there, Tonio.
I know. Yeah. The next meeting after we did the victory lap, the next two meetings in 2021,
yes,
41-14, 48-9. So they don't forget.
That's my thing. It's like tempting Jordan or Tom Brady.
No doubt.
You're just giving them free food. This is what they look for. The greats, they're hungry. They're salivating for the motivation to stay on top. In Patrick's case, yes, it's going for three. He's got this offense should be far better than it was last year. And you're just giving him free money right there to go take it and just make a fool of you with it.
No doubt about it. So here's what I want to do before we get to Anthony Sane. I'm going to give you the right angle win total releases, and I want to tell you. I want you to tell me.
I feel very good today. I feel like I'm on top of things. I've been looking at a lot of camp info. Let's go here.
I want you to tell me if they will be right or wrong.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We have we don't have every team in the NFL.
This is right angle releases.
Excellent.
I think there's five.
Okay, good. I'm excited about this. Now the season is here.
Let's start with one I think you've already weighed in on, which is they have Dallas under 10.5.
Yeah, you don't like that because you took it.
I did.
So you don't like what I have to say about this. We discussed it yesterday.
I took all of these.
I could just see a scenario where Dallas is winning 11 games. They're close to winning the division because Philly, like they fell apart last year, is not as good as we think they are. Sirianni's a fraud. Saquon might get hurt. That type of deal. So I could see them getting 11. I don't like it, but I'm going over here. I don't like it because I'm against you here. But
That's okay.
I'm going over because everybody has signed off on Dallas being done. Did you hear, Jerry?
Yes.
Now, some of it sounded like Joe Biden.
Yes.
You couldn't understand him. But one point that we could understand was the all-in point. He essentially said, if we don't get it done this year, we're starting over. I'm not paying anybody until I know about this year.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what he said. And so, you know, I think that could be the motivator for Dallas, whereas, you know, this is our last run at it for, like, you know, Dak, whatever. And maybe Dak doesn't just go, because he is. Dak has said, I got freedom. Like, he's going to be a free agent. But maybe they, again, and because everyone seems to be on this writing them off train, I'm just going the opposite way here. You taught me that, actually. I'm using it against you here.
Yes.
I'm going over there.
All right, going over
I'm going
here.
Like 11 wins. And Lord knows they've been coming in at 12, it feels like every year.
All right. Philadelphia Eagles over 10.5.
Over. Under.
I mean, to stick with my theory here, I'm going to go under. That Philly Philly underachieved.
Wow. So yes. You got Dallas overachieving.
I predict a fall off of Philly. Sirianni gets gone.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that for now.
Okay. So
remember, they let us down last year.
They did.
How do you know they're past what we saw? Remember, it was sort of like a tigerish.
Yeah.
Philly did it first, then the Tigers did it.
That's right.
Philly was 11-1, weren't they?
They were.
And we could not believe what we were seeing. This sort of just a freaking breakdown. Tigers did. We said the Tigers won't do that.
Yeah, they fell apart.
We actually compared the two seasons. And so, how are we sure that Philly's gotten past that?
They did
because they've made
they 1-3, 1-4, 1-5. Finished the season 1-6, including the playoffs.
After I'm pretty sure 11 won't start.
Yeah, they beat the Bills and the Chiefs back to back weeks. They beat the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Bills in back to back weeks, and then went 1-6 the rest of the way.
That tells me a coach couldn't pull it out. When they faced adversity, they went in a nosedive. Sirianni couldn't pull it out. That's part of your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, pull it out of the tailspin. I've always said that. Just don't know. Sure,
yeah.
Sure, they could start off nice, but we'll see. And you have your doubts about Jalen Hurts all of a sudden. So I think it's possible.
Okay.
A Philly fall off, so I'm going under.
All right.
You would go over there because you got them to win
the
division.
Yeah.
I understand it. I mean, that's understandable. It's fair.
All right. Let's go with this number.
Where's
is
my
not,
Bears?
This
no,
not, it's not
I'm
the
not,
same. It's
I'm
not
getting
the same
Bears
number. So yep. I will say that. It's actually a win higher, but when it was released, Carolina Panthers over 4.5 wins.
Oh, come on.
It's now 5.5.
The Carolina Panthers.
I can't
over,
sign up
under.
Fast enough.
Oh, you're in.
Under.
Oh, my gosh. You're fading Raz on
everything. This is the worst team in the NFL right there with the Patriots.
Woo!
What's the number?
So, the official one is 4.5.
I want 5.5.
Damn.
Which makes me even comfier.
Poverty franchise.
I just John's bought in. Show me the weapons for Bryce Young.
Deontay Johnson, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say Thielen first.
No, we got to go Deontay first now.
They got rid of that
Deontay
edge?
Johnson.
Yeah, Burns is gone, yeah.
Deontay's a possession receiver at best.
Yes, it
gives you a little bit of a safety valve.
They didn't have anything. And then they also drafted the country dude, Leggett.
Oh, well, that'll do it. Well, he's headed for a C.J. Stroud type season now. Carolina under. I feel very good about that.
All right, so you have Ryan Engel
they're
and
trash.
Adam going 0-3 so far.
Well, hey.
Yes. So let's just continue. Denver Broncos under 5.5.
Oof. I like that. They're a mess.
All right, found one. We got one.
Mm-hmm. No issues there. I'm totally on the same page as right angle.
And that's under.
That's easy.
Under 5.5.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll be a worse team. They'll be below the Raiders in the AFC West for sure.
I think that's probably true. I do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about here. I'm telling
yep,
you, at least on that one.
Yeah, they're pretty rough.
I could be off in the NFC East. Dallas may let me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm rolling with you for now, Cowboys.
All right. They also
I'll
have
be foolish.
Chargers no to make the playoffs, -110.
Mm. Oh, that's easy. That's a no.
You agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. He's got to build offensive line, you know, figure out Herbert in the way that he needs to coach him. That's going to take a minute.
Got it.
Remember, all weapons gone, too. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
Yep.
All that's gone.
Yep. It's a lot to ask.
They're starting over.
Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, and a lot to ask of Harbaugh in his first year.
Yep.
You know, if he's been trying to build it the way he needs to, he had to strip a lot of that down, and we literally saw it in the way the roster's changed. So
yep.
It's going to be a minute for them. That's an easy one. And so, then, I'm 2-3 with them.
Right now you're 2-3. Let's see if you can get to 500 with them. And it's the most recent one.
Over. Under.
Bears.
And it's probably the most controversial.
It's not going to be Bears.
Baltimore Ravens under.
People are down on the Ravens.
Wow. A half.
Is it the health of Lamar? He can't stay healthy?
Nah, he did like sick in this.
Sick all the time.
Yeah, he also lost a lot of weight.
But he wanted to.
He wanted to, but some are saying that may not be good for him in terms of his health over the course of a season.
Was it a Shaq Goodwin type of weight loss? Remember when we saw him that year and it just shocked us?
No, I think the other
thing. He hadn't lost that much
weight. The
other
thing is they lost 8 starters who played 40% of snaps from a season ago. So that's a spend, and a lot of that on defense.
And they added Derrick Henry, who was a finisher.
They did add Derrick Henry.
In the fourth quarter, it's what you need in that division.
That was their big add.
In that division. I mean, that's to me, he's huge offensively because you take a lot off of Lamar.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when we've seen Derrick Henry hurt.
Never.
You know, no, he's always there. He's always finishing in the fourth.
Yeah.
So, and maybe he's getting, you know, maybe at some point that's due to stop.
Yep.
But I like Derrick Henry's offended. I like Baltimore. Give me the over. Plus, it's sort of a deal where, again, Mike, much like with Dallas, I feel like everybody's writing them off. Yep. Everybody's writing them off. Everybody's on the Chiefs and other teams. A lot of folks like Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Baltimore remains good, and they go over here.
Okay, so you have RAS going 2-4.
Damn.
You got to go 2-4.
And that's not a good sign because they're in the business of winning.
Right.
And, of course,
the big swing decision is you like the Cowboys more than the Eagles. That's the big swing there.
I'm going into the season, but now I'm going the other way in the NFC.
After the season I just had in the NBA, they have right angle. I'm actually starting a business called Wrong Angle Sports.
Yeah.
It's profitable. Been lucrative. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean.
Terrible.
I might join with you.
Brad finish up 10 units?
Something like that.
Yeah. On the wrong side of it. Yeah. So the audience, if they did well. But it is hard to do this. This right angle, they're putting units on everything, right? And it's the mass versus what's the over-under. And they're usually, what's their percentage rate that they win on? Like a 3%, 4%?
So it's...
Above 50 is where I'm going.
It's 50, you know, 50, let's see, they are...
Yours was higher.
If you're at 53, 54, they usually say that's pretty exceptional.
Yes. So from 21 to 23, they were 62%.
Well, that's
crap.
In college football.
That's really good.
What about NFL? Does it give an NFL capper number?
NFL last year, they were 63%.
I mean, that's incredible. That is friggin' awesome. That's why you can charge for that business.
That is good.
That's where you start charging.
That's probably why I'm on the wrong side.
They were 19-10 in the preseason. They were 33-20-3 in the regular season.
Damn.
I mean, it's just a group of super brains, and they're all connected to each other, and they pop out this answer.
Correct.
They're like a supercomputer, Brad, when it comes to this stuff.
They're pretty
damn. It's an algorithm. Like, they figured it out.
You know, I'm a 2-4 here, the opposite side. I'm the one that's going to get blasted most likely because they're groupthink. You know, this is their,
yeah. It's 1-20.
I'm going to lose. Like,
yeah, 1-20.
But I think I'm going to be right about the NFC.
Yeah, 63%.
I'm planting my flag on.
Impressive.
All right. Well, you'll have.
I know it will be remembered.
You'll have to address Adam at 125 and tell him what you think. That it's going to be a bad year for you in your future market.
I'm with Jerry. All in.
Yep.
On this last run for the Cowboys.
But anyway, good stuff. NFL kicks off officially with the Hall of Fame game on the 1st of August. So it'll be, what's that, Wednesday?
Yeah. No, Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday?
Come on, man. Start of football, bro. It's Thursday.
Maybe it's the 2nd then. Maybe
like,
it's August 2nd.
Lock in.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, all these days running again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Gather my brother. He's the host of the Anthony Sain Show on Bluff City Media. His name is Anthony Sain. Of course, make sure you are checking him out on that show. I saw him at 901 Wrestling on Saturday. He and Kevin Cerrito. Man, y'all are like an old tandem that's been together for years. The chemistry in these brothers did a hell of a job at 901 Wrestling over at Black Lodge on Saturday. You got a back to school show coming up too, right, that we'll talk about as well. Make sure, again, you're following the Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter as well, independent journalist, founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sain, who, oh, by the way, I just saw they put the pads on this man-child. Somebody's head is going to get bust.
Yeah, man. Gabe put the pads on. His mom was telling me all this stuff that's happening because of the grind I'm in right now. I don't really have much evening time. So Gabe's mom is taking him.
She's handling the practice duties
and the padding. She said the number he had on is not going to be his number. They just did put that jersey on him to fit him or whatever. But he'll get his real number soon. He's super excited. And she said that the coach said that every coach Gabe ever has says this, though. She said Gabe has came a very long way from where he started. It's always been what every coach has said, whether it's basketball, football, soccer, track, whatever Gabe is doing, the coaches always say Gabe has came a long way. He's just a hardworking kid, man. And I think I'm sure his hard work is going to pay off for him one day for sure. But, yeah, he got his pads on yesterday, got his helmet fitted. He's getting ready for tackle football this year.
Head buster, Michael Orr.
Could be, man. Could be for sure.
They're getting him ready. All right, man, how comfortable are you with this Grizzlies roster? Now that we've completed summer league, we've had a little bit of movement. Mm-hmm. You bring in Jay Huff on a two-way.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Trey Jemison. With where they are now, and I guess, and you can tell me, still assuming that they're going to sign Kennard,
mm-hmm.
How comfortable are you?
I feel really good. I think we have one of the top rosters in the West and in the league as well. If you're looking at 8 to 10-man rotations, I'll stack us up against literally anybody. I mean, our team is really good. And I think that something that our fans are not really thinking about is that it's like a combination of two teams put together, right? And one of the teams you put together was a really bad team last year. But the last version of this team we saw was the team that was, you know, second in the West a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have Brandon Clark, didn't have Steven Adams. And then you combine that with the team that has Marcus Smart, Vince Williams, and G.G. Jackson, right? And a lot has changed since that team that we had a couple of years ago. And this people are like, a lot of people are like desperate for moves. We should have did this. We should have did that. This is not the same team we saw 2 years ago. Like this team has three major additions to it. We've never in the history of this organization had this much wing depth ever.
Right. We've never had it as close. Figured out as we think we right. do with the wing.
The fact that we've been arguing for a year about it's not been a year. Yep. The fact that we've been arguing about Marcus Smart, G.G. Jackson, or Vince Williams for this long, that we've never had those type of discussions that have been real in the past. It's always been either we don't really have anybody or it's been obvious who that guy's going to be. Mm-hmm. And to have three guys where if you said, is Marcus Smart going to play your third guard or your small forward position? Yes. Is Vince Williams, is he going to be the third guard or the small forward? Yes. Is G.G. Jackson going to be your small forward? Yes. All those are things I can answer yes to and be totally fine with the results of it.
There's
three guys who I think that those guys could be in that position on a championship-level team. And I think, and back to that debate, which I think is pretty silly, honestly. I think Marcus Smart's going to start.
I do too, especially.
I think a lot of discussions.
Sure, let's start the year. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
A lot of silly conversations we have about stuff. But the thing is, man, there was a season a few years ago where Zaire Williams started the majority of the games we played, and we won 55 games. Like, and that was with a younger John Moran, a younger Jaren Jackson Jr., a younger Desmond Bane.
I had erased that from memory.
Yeah, there was a season when Dylan Brooks got hurt.
And
Zaire Williams started the majority of the games this season. Like, that happened. That's documented. So I'm not worried about either one of those guys, whoever the fifth starter is alongside those four. Those three plus Zach Edey, I'm not really concerned with who it is because I think it's going to work regardless. But I think we're definitely one of the most talented rosters in the league right now.
Front court depth. Because I'm with you on every other thing.
Man,
so just the one,
wanna,
one
like,
place.
Break stuff.
I'm not going crazy about it, but I think it's fair to be concerned if you think, Zach Edey goes down.
I understand.
It's about rounding out the roster.
All right, if Jokic goes down, what is Denver? If Embiid goes down, what is Philadelphia? That's the entire league, bro. If you lose one of your starters, that's just who you are.
Yeah, but this is a rookie center.
Understand
with a team that's ready-made if you had gotten another guy, and maybe there was, maybe there wasn't an opportunity to go all in.
I'm 100% confident that Zach Edey is going to be fine. I think he's going to be extremely good at center.
We just saw him turn his ankle twice in summer league. I know it could be a fluke or it could be a deal where trying to catch up to the pace of the league.
I don't think there's anything. Because I think if those were regular games, Zach Edey wouldn't miss a second. I think he would have played through all those injuries if those were regular season injuries. I don't think that's a big deal at all.
I'm not freaking out about it, man. Yeah. I don't want to come off that way to you and get you on defensive.
But as far as like front court depth, like, our fans, we have so much PTSD from last season that I really wish we would just erase last season from our mind.
It's hard, man. It's extremely hard.
But we
have Steven Adams.
We have to erase the stuff from last season because the stuff from last season is making us totally forget that Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark closed, like, every game for the Grizzlies over the last 5 years. For half a decade, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark played a lot of front court minutes as your power forward and your center in some combination of it. And it's worked. It's worked extremely
I would just say that.
We won a playoff series.
It's a new West. It's a bigger West.
But it's also an older West. And it's not particularly a bigger West, though.
With the top, it's not older now. With OKC, Minnesota, and Dallas.
Are we really worried about what's the guy's name?
You could say Denver's older, yeah. But the young teams that are coming up with you, they're big.
I'll say this, and I'll stand on this.
It might work, Brandon.
People might say that I'm like fanboying or I'm being biased, or whatever.
No, because I think John's right with you. So
I understand. Oklahoma City has they got the black white kid. I'm bad with names. Y'all know that they got
Hardenstein.
They have what's the other kid?
Chet
Holmgren.
Who got overpowered.
People are going to see real soon that Zach Edey and Jaren are better than that combination. They're going to see that real soon.
I mean, I could see that.
I saw a guy that's a YouTuber, that's a Denver Nuggets YouTuber, right? And he was, like, scared out of his boots. He was like, Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr. is a problem for Denver.
I think they will be.
They're going to.
So long
as Zach
Edey
is going to be very good. Because this is what people have to understand. Zach Edey gives the Grizzlies a disadvantage that no other center has ever had with the Grizzlies. Like, people say things like, well, teams are going to play Zach Edey off the court. Okay, are teams playing Jokic off the court? No, because Jokic can come out of the end and give you 20, 30 points. You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
yep.
Edey's the type of guy where, yeah, you Go small. You're going to pay for it every single time. if you go small against Memphis, Edie's going to make you pay. And that's going to happen. I'm gonna calm down my expectations.
I was gonna say rookie of the year you're saying is about to happen.
And I very well do see him being rookie of the year because he's gonna be one of the more competent rookies. He's gonna actually be able to play and start and play a lot.
And he'll
minutes,
be on a good team.
On a good team. So I do have him as my rookie of the year. But I'll say this: when I first saw Ja Morant touch a basketball on a Memphis Grizzlies basketball court, I said, okay, that kid's the best player the Memphis Grizzlies have ever had. And I said that easily. I had no hesitation in saying it. I didn't have to see seasons of Ja Morant to say, okay, that kid's better than anybody's ever put on a jersey. When Zach Edey touches the basketball court in the first preseason game for the Grizzlies, you're going to be able to say, that kid's the best center we've had in the this next gen era. He's the best center we've had since Mark. You're going to say that very soon when you see him on the court with other pros, with Ja, with Jaren, with Bane. When you see him out there, you'll know that kid is the best big we've had in a very long time.
Well, it's Jonas and Steven.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're obviously going to see that he's on those guys' level and better as soon as you see him on the court.
Yeah,
I'm dead confident in what he's going to be.
For 82 games.
Yes.
And then the playoffs.
I'm not concerned about him and injuries at all, especially not that stuff in the summer league. I mean, the kid took their first ankle injury, wiggled his toes, and went back in the game.
Okay. you seem to think that this man is built out of the same stuff Superman was built out of.
Bro, people have those type of ankle injuries all the time, and they keep playing. There's absolutely no point in playing him in the summer league if he's got any type of injury. I get that totally. Especially, this is what people got to understand, too. Like, the NBA is faster than college. But that summer league stuff and G League stuff is way more wild and frantic than the NBA is, bro. There's reasons why teams don't, when guys get injuries and they're coming back from injuries, you would think that, okay, it makes sense. Well, just go run in the summer league for a bit to get your conditioning up. No, because summer league, go play in the G League to get your conditioning up or get back to game speed. No, because G League basketball is way more frantic and crazy than the NBA is, for sure. So I'm not really worried about Zach Edey when the season starts. I'm telling y'all, mark my words. Within the first five games of the season, people are going to be like, yeah, this dude's about to be for real. Like, and people are going to see it.
Oh,
like,
I can see all that.
Yeah.
And him being favored for rookie of the year, which, by the way, John does not like that bet.
I do not like that bet at the current price.
I love it. Only somebody I'm worried about is possibly Reed Shepard, but I think Houston's going to be kind of goofy and kind of straddle him. I don't think they're going to really let him. They're not going
to
start.
You think Ime is going to let them continue to be goofy? I thought we saw something last year.
No. There's going to be a process to them.
He's not going to
be. He's not going to be their starting point guard.
He'll
be like a super six man for them. They've got a lot of other.
Zach's a starter.
They've got a lot of depth anyway. So I don't think Reed Shepard would get the minutes.
I got you.
Well, we can eliminate Sar from that discussion. There's no doubt about that.
Horrible.
So that's one less piece of competition for Edie. But yeah, like. I think a guy like Castle is going to be a threat for it. But, again, like, he doesn't have to be the rookie of the year to be
good as hell for us.
Exactly.
I'm just throwing that out there as a caveat.
Yeah, like, if he is, that's great. But I think that the impact might be one of those things that doesn't necessarily show up in the box score,
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like these, the analytic nerds on Twitter say, well, Zach, you created, XYZ amount of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I do think that
these people about to doing a bad face on Edie so bad, bro. When I saw in summer league him literally setting screens, like I heard his coach say that Zach and he could set a screen on the sun, right? And he ain't lying, bro. Like he was setting screens and dudes were totally disappearing from the play. Like, okay, that dude ain't even on the court no more. Like it's 5-on-4 right now. And with him and Ja doing that, man, it's gonna be crazy. When they run lineups when Ja's not in the game, but Jaren is in the game, and they make Jaren a playmaker, right? When they put Jaren at the top. In the position they put Ja in. The two-man game between Jaren and Zach Edey can be the most unfair crap you've probably ever seen in your life, bro, if you really think about it. If you put Bane, Kennard, and whoever, like three guys that can knock, and Gigi or whatever, guys that can knock down shots, right, or Vince or whatever, and then you put Jaren and Edey, and you're running two-man pick and rolls with Jaren and Edey, how in the crap do you guard that?
Let me ask you this.
Some people said, by the way, some people in the Memphis market said that you would never see them again if the Grizzlies drafted Edey at 9.
See who again?
Some people in the Memphis media market said that if the Grizzlies drafted,
what does that mean?
Like they would hate the pick so bad that they would
take your ass on. There's too many of y'all out here.
It was Vernon. Vernon said that.
Yeah, go ahead on.
That's a tough one.
Don't hang up the boots then. That's the case. Because he's here and he's gonna turn on that. You know he is. Like he's not against the Grizzlies. If the Grizzlies are good, he's gonna be.
I'm like, if you really like, my whole thing is, if you really like felt like it was that bad of a pick, I have to sort of question your ball, like your ball knowing, bro. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
well, Vernon's the man. Vernon is who he is, but Vernon listens to the opinions of people he trusts. Like a lot of stuff he says is kind of regurgitated from what you know, the I don't really know who his guys are, but he listens to guys.
I just think, like, it was just so obvious a fit for the Grizz. Like, I mean, again, like, could you have quibbled with moving up to get Klingon or something, you know? Like,
that's not, I mean,
but,
it's not quibble. Yeah. They tried. And I'm just real quick, just to sort of measure.
That was according to Jake Fisher.
Because you love, no, Woj said they were trying to move up, too. You keep saying it was report. Woj said they were trying to move up and get
Klingon.
That
was a deep fake.
So please stop. That's just wrong. That's
that
a lie.
That was a deep fake.
They clearly tried to move up. You acted like Edie was the guy from the get-go, and they didn't try to get Klingon. They did.
They didn't really try that hard.
My question to you saying about that real quick. Is how much you obviously love Edie. How much giddier or happier or more content would you be about the season if it was Klingon? Would you feel even better about it?
For what I've seen with Edie, interviews, on court, all that type of stuff, I like
now Edie. You like him better.
I like Edie. I like his personality better. I think he fits the city better.
Better than Klingon would have.
Yeah, there's a 7'5" Asian giant walking around Memphis. So I think that's pretty dope as hell. I mean, so That's pretty. That alone is awesome to me. I just like.
I'm gonna say, have we talked ourselves into that because he ended up becoming the pick? Because experts, and I don't think very many of us in Memphis were saying that Edie is a better fit for the Grizzlies than Klingon is.
If you'd have called me 6 weeks before the draft, I would not be saying none of this. But once I've done watched my own stuff, did my own research, and I've seen these guys. Like, with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I like Edie better than Klingon.
And I mean, it's fair if you think he's a better fit.
I was tweeting about Edie throughout the tournament. Like, I loved him. Now, like, again, can I say that I was 100% in on him over Klingon? No.
No.
But
you made it clear.
I am on record as saying that I would be 100% good with Edie as the pick, you know?
Yeah.
So,
it's really just a question of how much we've talked ourselves into it and sort of pushed away the questions that are still fair about Edie and whether he can hold up in this league. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
they're still there. They haven't been answered by one summer league game.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Period.
I mean,
that's it.
I think he showed as well as you possibly could have, though.
And that's a fair question. Anybody that is 75, 300 pounds. That's a fair question to have.
Yeah, I mean,
if he goes down and there was an opportunity to go all in on a Jared Allen or whatever else, and you just didn't want to pay the price or whatever, maybe that never transpired. But there was an opportunity to go more all in for a veteran rather than a rookie. You didn't do it if this all falls apart.
And what happens if $25 million of Jared Allen gets hurt? His
same thing. I know. Vets can go down and it ruins a whole season.
And Jared Allen, again, when he gets hurt, he is gone for years.
This is a rookie center you've never seen do it. That's the difference between that and some of these guys.
You ain't about to inject him with nothing. He ain't taking your vaccine.
Y'all trying to brand him as soft because of one playoffs for a team that didn't like him right there in that spot anyway.
What are you talking about, bro?
Man, this man has branded Jared Allen, didn't want to take a shot, a pain shot.
It's a fact. He won't take the therapeutic.
So now he's soft. Jared Allen's put up numbers.
He has to do the whole list.
He's on that Stephen Adams stuff. Too.
Yes, bro. He won't take anything.
And now Stephen Adams soft. All these dudes who believe in that.
Well, look,
and all
I ain't calling none of these dudes.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's
He didn't play in a game seven.
That was his reasoning for we don't want Jared Allen now.
Jared Allen didn't play in a game seven.
That's why he didn't want to take
Jared Allen all day long.
I don't know why he doesn't want to do it, but he didn't play in a game seven.
I'm telling y'all, bro. I get the Jared Allen stuff. I'm telling y'all. I think Zach Edey is going to make a lot of people. Not believers, but lovers by the time this mess is over, bro. Because I'm ready to love. I think he's about to be scary good, like real soon. Real soon.
I need to trust.
We need to be like,
I'm ready to love.
Like, Belidi.
Yeah, but there you go. Yeah, T-shirt is available today, the Belidi shirt.
And he's gonna be our model.
Yeah, it's going to be
We're going to put you in that thing.
Very predictable. You're going to brand me as the Edie hater based on a few concerns that I have.
No, you're the Edie skeptic.
I'm not the Edie.
So when he shines the first five games,
no,
it's going,
not true.
Oh, look at Jason.
Not true.
He don't like this
not
at
true.
All.
Not true.
You, how Jared Allen doing?
Well, no, I will do that.
When he's out.
We will
when
be monitoring his availability.
Year, I'm sure you will.
Because if he gets hit.
All I'm saying, these are all fair questions. I want Edie to hold up.
You're
I want
an Edie
him to be
skeptic.
A stud.
Is that fair? A skeptic.
I'm just saying.
Not a hater.
I haven't become.
He's waiting to see, man.
Yeah, man. Just
waiting to see.
To base it all on one game
and
that
we love.
And the
fact that Edie got hurt in the summer league is really.
No, it's really went down several times. Y'all act like that big man didn't get collapsed out there by Kessler.
It fueled him. No, that's
Kessler
not
took
ideal.
Him down like a wrestling move on one of
it's
them.
It's not ideal.
The back could have went out.
Now, he said that Jerry Lawler should step down, and Jerry Lawler been doing it big for years.
Wrestler, fool.
Yeah.
And he did.
No, he's still doing it big. He's still out there hustling.
Where? Senatobia?
Yeah, you name it.
I think Jerry Lawler needs to see that. Too,
thank
man.
You.
Yeah, but he said that like 6 years ago. You know?
I said it 6 years ago, too. Jerry Lawler should have been said that.
Thank you. We just talked about
that. That man got a whole new face. Man, you know you have to do that. You know your body tore up.
I'm just saying, Jason loves to tell people when it's their time to not, you know, go away and get hurt.
Hey, I'm with Jason on that, man. It's time for folks to sit down.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. Sometimes it is. Maybe he was right on Jerry. He's not going to be right on Zach.
Oh, no, he ain't going to be right on Zach.
That's my thing.
I'm not saying Zach will not do it.
He's going to be durable.
I'm asking you got the question, questions. Can he hold up?
Well, you got like questions.
All the questions we that were there
answers.
Beforehand.
We got answers.
Yeah, I know. That Walker Kessler game just convinced the hell out of y'all. Y'all saw him dog out Walker Kessler, and everybody's all in now.
He's a high-level center that he'll be playing.
Believe me, I was impressed. He played 34 minutes in that game.
Yeah, he's the type of center.
Yeah, Radio Shack, dog. You got questions. We got answers.
But I'm going to say this.
Okay.
You gotta look at this too, though, Smith. When you look, if you talk about, we say, oh, Walker Kessler, right? Walker Kessler has like been second in the league in blocks 2 years in a row. And,
oh, bro, he's playing for FIBA. I mean,
there's a lot of centers that Walker Kessler is the majority when you're talking about starting centers in the NBA. Most of the starting centers in the NBA are built like Jaren and play like Jaren. Like they're guys that might get off against.
Could
you know
crush.
What I mean? Yes. Yeah. So it's not many. Plus, nobody double teams anybody. And I really want to see what it looks like if the Grizzlies put him in a 2-man game. And teams aren't double teaming him. And the Grizzlies will say, yeah, you've got the green light to score. I'm telling you, bro, everything goes around in cycles in the NBA, man. Like, all it takes is one player to come in and say, okay, I'm gonna play this way, I'm gonna zig while y'all are zagging. And it could really,
I mean, we were grit and grind. We did that as a franchise.
I'm telling you, man, like I'm trying to tip up my own expectations.
Man, I think you need to calm down.
I'm trying to tip up my own expectations, bro. But I'm telling you, like, If you got a 7'5" big man that wants to score the basketball in today's NBA, it could get ugly real fast. That's all I'm saying.
Let's talk about things that you like. Go ahead. It could be anything.
Let me ask you this: does Team USA men's basketball have a problem?
No, they'll win gold. They'll win gold, and they'll probably win it fairly easy.
Should these have been as close as they are?
No, especially not against South Sudan. They should have beat them.
Do you blame Steve or do you blame the team?
I believe Steve Kerr. I blame the roster makeup and. Let me see how I can say this, bro. How much of the LeBron James reality show do we have to watch this summer, bro? Because we're living in the middle of it right now. Like, they're clearly making this another chapter in the LeBron James legacy, right?
I mean, it's a pretty big chapter too.
And the narrative they're spinning, I'm not gonna say I'm a LeBron James fan. But if you ask me, do you hate LeBron or do you like LeBron? I'm gonna say I like LeBron. I'm not an anti-LeBron guy.
Me too. I'm pretty neutral about it.
But I'm not gonna. If I had a gun to my head, I'm gonna say, okay, I'm a fan. But I'm not a fan. But what am I trying to say? This is just another narrative that they're spinning for you know LeBron going off into the sunset, right? And it's this whole, oh, where would Team USA be if LeBron wasn't there? I think they'd be okay.
We would have lost
to the
South Sudanese if LeBron wasn't there.
In Germany.
Y'all know enough about basketball to realize
that someone else would have stepped up.
That they're doing LeBron, go do.
I'm not going to buy into this.
Go be Captain America. Like, go be. Like,
well, I can see Steph doing that and the way he's deferring. You know, I can. Mm-hmm. He's allowing the leader.
He wouldn't make the defensive plays, though. That Steph would not be able to make because LeBron made big defensive plays.
Absolutely did.
You know who's doing that for us?
Who
on the defense
team? USA? Nobody but Derek White and Holiday. I'll be real. Both of them are guys that you need out there.
Biggest defensive stops in this Olympics.
LeBron has made them. I've watched it.
Hey, y'all want to hear my working strategy for fixing not only fixing the NBA.
Now, he forced his son to his team.
Oh, exactly.
He forced his son.
We're into the LeBron reality show. We're characters in this show, for real. And the media are the directors and the producers. But here's my strategy for fixing all this, bro. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to fix the G League. I'm going to fix amateur basketball. And I'm going to ultimately fix the NBA. I'm going to fix international play. All right. It's going to start off by... I think it's been a work in progress because I believe I debuted this theory to you guys a few weeks ago, but I'm adding to it. I'm giving it flesh, Jason, John. All right. We get rid of, okay, you could keep AAU because, you know, we got people knowing Herd and them. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
We're going to keep AAU, right? But what the NBA will do is we'll create, the G League will be two-faced, right? You have a basketball academy part of it, where kids 16 and up can be a part of this academy, right? You identify the best players in the country, and you have them in this G League academy, right, where it's a basketball academy, where they're learning to play basketball for a living, just like you have guys, kids that are 16, 17 overseas playing in these leagues, right?
Is it in Memphis?
It's.
I know that doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you got an academy for that, right? Mm-hmm. And then those kids then become draft eligible at, let's say, 19. So you got 16, 17, 18. That fourth year, they can go eligible. After 3 years, they can play at age 19 if they start at 16. So 19, right? It's 3 years if you play. Okay. All right. So then you add another round to the draft, right? So you do three rounds of the draft. Your third round.
That's another week of draft coverage.
So all these players, all these American great basketball players are in the G League, and they're learning actual basketball skills. They're learning to play together, learning to play against each other. And you can be developing your next international team and your next stars in the NBA at the same time. You put these games on television. You market these games. You use streaming services, Amazon, whatever you're doing, and you show this. It's the G League, but it's not the G League. Mm-hmm. Right? But then these guys are groomed and ready. They're learning to play professional basketball. They're not playing for some Joe Schmo AAU team. They're playing for little NBA teams. And then in the NBA, you have your NBA team with 15 rosters, 3 two-way contracts. And then you also have 12 G League contracts as well, where all those guys are part of your official farm system. They're not just random guys that somebody can come get, but all these guys are in your grooming system.
Mm-hmm.
For you got your NBA team, your 3 two-ways, and you got
this 12
guys that are
G League.
So it's basically a 30-man roster. You got 15, 3, and 12, right? So the G League, your G League, like the Memphis Hustle, would be 12 guys that the Grizzlies have rights to.
Yep.
And the Grizzlies can have, like, let's say, a $2 million cap space to spend whatever they want to spend on however they want to pay those guys regardless. I just fixed the NBA. I just fixed the G League. I just fixed
we're better than
amateur
the world
basketball.
For the
I
rest
just fixed
of
international
time.
Basketball. Grant Hill called me.
Who's running this?
Me. I don't know. No, I don't really have the time for this.
We got to figure out who's going
to
run it.
I got a future five-star athlete, man. I don't have time to worry about international affairs.
He looks like a football guy.
Who, Gabe?
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to steer him in one sport, but he's dead
Dude,
set on playing everything.
He's a man-child.
He's
man.
Dead set on playing everything. Yeah.
Can we talk about that your brother played with Prince?
Yeah, my oldest brother was you want to hear the whole story?
I'm just fascinated by that.
All right, let me give y'all that real
goat.
Fast. My brother played in a group in Memphis called Fingerprint. It was a band my brother was in. And there's certain parts of the story that there are holes to it that I can't remember. But
how much older is he than you?
Than me? My brother was 19 when I was born. Like I barely
made
it.
So significantly, helps us.
Right. So Prince discovered my brother's band some type of way. I can't remember that part of the story, but he discovered my brother's band, moved them to Minneapolis to be the house band for Prince's club at the time.
Bruh.
Right.
That's crazy.
And they called them Maserati 2 was the band my brother was in. They changed the name from Fingerprint to Maserati 2.
Yeah.
And I want to say they added a couple more members or whatever too. Right. So hope nobody from the Prince camp hears this and gives me a phone call. But but from the Prince estate. But no, Prince was dating Carmen Electra, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Prince had this thing where every lady that he was dating, he would try to make them into musicians. And it was it was a proven failed formula, right?
So he had a couple. Like the girl from the Bengals.
Right.
She was one of them, and,
right.
and they had success.
But they never got to the, like, star
level. The pinnacle, yes.
And he would try it again, he recycled a new girl in.
Right,
and my brother was like, my brother had kind of built a rapport with Prince where he told him, bro, why don't you, he's like, man, you're involved with some of the most beautiful women in the world. Like, they're walking around wearing maid uniforms and making you pancakes at 2 p.m. Like, why can't they just be that? Like, why you have to try to make these women into stars that they're not, bro? And Prince is like, oh, shut up. He's like, I've been doing this forever. You know, you don't know nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, my brother was a lead singer, but he was the lead singer of that house band.
Prince told him to stay in his lane, it sounds
right,
like.
Right, basically. He said, this is going to work. So he made Carmen Electra like the lead of my brother's band. So it was like my brother was
Carmen
lead.
Electra was the lead of your brother's
right.
band.
Right, and Carmen Electra and my brother, they were both whatever. But, of course, Carmen Electra became the draw at this point.
Yeah.
And Prince probably took it as my brother was, oh, you just hating because it's Carmen Electra and you think you ain't the man no more. So it didn't work. The whole Carmen Electra experience didn't work.
Obviously.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.